You already know what it is. Another Sunday, we back like cooked crack. Everyday life with Rook and Fino. What it do, OG?
Coolin'.
You already know how we coming, man. Vontae, what it do? Hey, man, we at Risk Takers Tattoo Piercing Lounge with one of my best friends, man. My motherfucking dog, CJ Don O'Murder, with his own motherfucking business and shit, man. Tell the people what's up, G.
What it do?
and for real, if hey, what's up, though? What's up? We back up in this bitch like we never left, man. Everyday life with Rook and Fino. OG, what it do?
Chilling, man. Hey, loving this right here.
You already know how we do. We make it shake even when it's a rough time, man. You know, we in here live, though. We in here live, a special situation with my boy CJ Don O'Murder. We at Risk Takers Tattoo Piercing Lounge right now, dog. What's going on with you? Yeah, we live in the building with my dog, man. You know, come to chop it up with him about, you know, his whole story, everything he got going on. Gonna hit you with a lot of with some entertainment news, some news for your brain. You know, all that good shit, man. So, you know, what you got for the folk?
I ain't got much to say, man. Just a whole lot of riff-raff going on. So, we're going to touch on that.
A whole lot of crazy shit.
We on the Taylor situation. You know what I'm saying? It just breaks my heart every day, man. Just to, you know.
Yeah.
Just to even talk about it. But we got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? With the dude, Danny Cameron.
Yeah.
Rotten tail, you know what I'm saying?
Coon.
You know
Coon man. Call him Coon man.
That's what he is, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what the hell going on.
I mean, because, you know, like Tamika Mowry said,
all our skin folk ain't our kin folk, man.
We let them know. That, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we concentrating on Don, on Murphy. You know what I'm saying, man? Here.
Black business, man. Young black man who got a hell of a story. You know what I mean? And he got a serious background, man, and I just wanna tap in with him and let him tell y'all what he got going on, and maybe you can come and get some service from my guy, man, because he got the hardest tattoos going in the city right now, from VA to the Carolinas. So my boy, man, you know, what inspired you to start doing these hard ass tattoos?
Always like art, and plus growing up just like everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
You love to eat.
Damn right. Man, how'd you hone your skills? How'd you get your skills even better, man? Because, like, the work I've been seeing lately, like, ever since you just, like, you popped this off right here, it's been insane. Like, it's crazy. Like, how'd you just step your game up like this, G? In the pandemic. Like, this is a time where some niggas might crumble. The shit just gonna break, bro, and it just seemed like everything you doing, this shit is just getting better. You know what I mean? You got your business. You got your own spot. You know what I mean? The ink looking crazy. The artwork looking crazy, man. Just like, what got you going so hard, bro?
One, like you say, the pandemic. You got to live through that.
Damn right.
You can't slag in that, but I don't know, self-study for real.
That
started to pay attention and see what you do wrong or what you like and fix it.
Right.
Never sit still.
I know one thing about you, and you know how you be moving and shit, man. I be talking to bro sometimes, bro, be like, oh, I'm frustrated. Yeah. But the frustration is the shit that be pushing him. You out of here. Like, he be upset. Like, bro, be like, I gotta go here today. It's like, bro, you complain, but he love every minute of it, though. I think that's the shit, like, that's the drive about him, you know what I mean, to push him, man. What kind of questions you got for bro?
Oh, man. CJ, do you do appointment only, or can somebody walk in and get a tattoo today if they walked in right now?
Right now, they got an appointment only just because of the COVID-19 situation. But,
okay.
I mean, if there's nobody in here in the chair, in my particular chair, if you walked in, we got a $35 deposit. It goes toward the tattoo. But if you walk in and there's nobody here, there's no need for appointment. You can pay your $35 with your full price.
That's crazy. So you do a deposit, like, you off top, like a deposit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, I'm proud of hell of you.
You got some people that love the
way. My boy said, you can't even talk to him unless you got $35 on a deposit, man. Come on, man. That's respect. You got to respect that, man.
What do you feel as the biggest challenges of owning your own and operating your own business?
The biggest challenge?
Yeah.
To be honest, and I hate to be race involved in it, but being a black business, even your own black people don't respect your business. They look at it like it's a hustle.
Oh my God. Say that again, bro. Your own people?
Your own people. They ain't gonna respect you the same way if they go to a white tattoo shop right now and they tell them $400 for this tattoo. If I tell them $200, they gonna argue me like I'm the flea market right now.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with them deposits. So why they in places? Because they'll set the appointment. You'll sit here for 2 hours and then next day you'll get a message and I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. I want to do it again.
That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. So like what he's saying is he experiences that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like damn, they'll go and some of my people will go and mess with the white man.
Yeah.
Quick, won't even try to argue him down, talk him down on the price.
Yeah.
But like you say, you'll flea market me to death. Like when I tell you my number, like nah, you gotta respect my number, man. That's what I said. Like that's what it is. So
that shit crazy.
Hey CJ, what's the hardest part of the body to put a tattoo on for you?
I would say an armpit, but we ain't doing that many armpits. But
oh man.
What you mean like the pit, nigga?
Yeah.
Holy hell no!
Tattooing a rubber band has been soaking in water, like it's known as before. But on some regular daily type, I say your stomach, depending on the person, or inside.
That's crazy.
Okay.
The inside of the arm. Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, do you have to coach people if they, you know what I'm saying, or how do you handle that situation? If you start the tattoo, do you make them finish or do? Do you let them tap out? Do they still got to pay you if they tap out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you get a lot of tap outs?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
For real, what they be like, what? Like, so, nah, I'm done.
I won't charge them the whole price unless it was something that, you know, it was 30 minutes to go with something like that or something.
But yeah.
That's why I keep some numbing cream. Half the customers gonna want numbing
cream.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Take the whole tattoo.
I never forget this tattoo I got on my chest, man, back in the damn day, Rook. I got a tattoo. I got Virginia, like the outline of Virginia in the middle of my chest right now. Man, when that nigga hit my chest with that needle, I had on Timberlands.
Yeah.
The tongue of that Timberland was shaking like a tree in the wind, bro. That shit folded me. Had me fucked up. Nigga was in cold sweats and everything. I said, this shit done gave me pneumonia.
Yeah.
Swear to God, man, that shit was right.
Oh,
fucking tats is serious. Now, ma'am, you look like you have quite a lot of tattoos. What he's doing on your arm, is it painful?
It hurts, but it's terrible.
Okay. I ain't getting your space because, you know, you gotta let people have their space. Looks like it's going, I already know if he doing it's going to be crazy.
That's right.
So that's what's up.
Hey,
yeah, you
CJ,
got two. You got a lot, man. You probably can take this.
What inspires you to keep going when you're about to quit?
Honestly, I just said it in my head. Like, I don't know the word you want to call that. It's, I don't know. Basically, if you commit to something, you got to see it through. You start the mission, you got to finish it. Whether you like it or not, if it's possible, go ahead and finish it.
Did that big-ass tattoo on your head hurt?
Hey, what y'all say, pass?
Piss and pass.
Hell yeah.
Bro, shit, you ain't no kid. Man, y'all ought to see this shit. For y'all who not going to see the visual, if you don't see the visual, you just hearing the audio right now. Like, bro got a whole head tattoo. Outline. You know what I mean? Hairline and everything. Shit, hard in the motherfucker.
Now, how long did that take for him to do, CJ?
Last count was 30 hours.
30 hours?
30 hours on your fucking head.
He still had a little bit left.
God. Now, what was your first tattoo you ever got? And did it addict you to getting tattoos? Because it's kind of like an addiction, right?
It is.
I mean, is it a pain addiction?
Damn, ain't shit real. You got to have a tattoo.
It's like a stress relief.
Okay, all right, a stress relief. And what was your first tattoo?
My very first tattoo with my initials I did it myself. I think I was 14.
You did your first tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, look, man. To me, your background, hella unique. A hella fire redemption story. For you to go through a lot of things you've been through and to bounce back from it. I'm like, so from a kid to a teenager in Marvin, Henry County, like a lot of people think just because it's southern as hell down here and rural that young black kids don't face the same shit as kids do in a metropolitan city. You know, what are some of the adversities you had to face on this whole little road to success? You feel me, my dog?
besides the obvious fuck up lockups.
How much time you do?
In total, 14 and a half years.
Ooh, 14 years and a half years.
Now, what's the longest stretch you did?
10 and a half.
Was that hard how long did it take you to adjust to, like, this is what I'm going to be at? You know what I'm saying?
For 10 and a half years.
Was it, you know what I'm saying, did it take a time for you to adjust to that?
Sadly, no. That was the first day, because when I walked in, I knew I was going to be there for a minute.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was about 5 years in, a little bit over 5 years in, before I knew I had 10 and a half.
Oh, man. So you did 5, and then you knew you had 5 more.
Yeah,
okay.
I had to go back to court. They were trying to get me over 70 more years.
Okay.
That shit crazy, man. Like they'll throw the book at a nigga, man. Like, and if you don't know, dude, like, bro, one of the most humblest dudes you ever gonna meet, you ever gonna run into, like, hella easy to get along with, you know what I mean? So I just remember when we were young and shit, you know, to see my dog be a young, good dude, man, go down for the shit he went down for, it was a terrible situation. So that's one of the reasons, like, we had to tap in with you, because, like, the story is real with you, you know what I mean? And I don't expect you to just go in the depths on it, you know what I mean? But gotta let the people know that, like, yo, bro got a hell of a fire story. Dead ass, believe that, man.
Hey, what's the song that gets you going, to get your day started? Like, hey, I'm gonna do tattoos. You know, like, when you coming down the road, what song you put on, like, to get your mind in the mood?
Tell the truth, either some Money Man.
A Money Man?
I might play some Nip if I need to chill out. Cafino, I know how I get.
Yeah. My boy be ready to max out.
Okay. But, yeah, if I ain't in a bad mood, I can ride with Money Man, anything else. But if I need some inspiration, I'll throw some Nip on.
Okay.
That nigga Money Man got this shit right with Pat through Tennessee Mountain.
Hey, CJ, hey, who is your favorite ghetto boy? Scarface, Big Mike, Willie D, or Bushwick Bill?
Who the hell is Big Mike?
I was about to say the same thing.
Who the hell is Big Mike?
Just do your research. Y'all both got to do your research.
I'm late on
you
know? I'm late on Big Mike. I just know Scarface, hey, Willie D, and damn.
Name of the CD was called To Death Do Us Part.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shit. Hey, you didn't hit me with
straight gangster realism. If you down with that, look up that song. Straight gangster, hey, gangster realism. If you don't know that, You ain't
I'm
going
to have to tap in with that, because I ain't never heard of Big Mike.
That's
he
right.
Must have been like this. Original.
Crooked officer. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Who? My mind playing tricks on me.
No, he was after that.
See, that's what
I'm saying. You got Willie D. You know, they would exchange lineups.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Switch them out.
They had Reddy Red in there first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so you got Bushwick, you got Reddy Red, you got Scarface, Willie D, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but the ghetto boy, that was, you know, but we're going to go to the next one.
Hey, look.
Go ahead.
Well, I got one question for you, though. I got to get this out here. But how do you feel being a father, my nigga? How does it feel being a daddy, man?
Feel good.
Word up. What you got, little boy or little girl?
Little girl.
Okay.
That's major, man.
That's a blessing right there.
Changes everything, don't it?
Absolutely. She mean as hell.
And y'all heard what my man said, the time my nigga done did.
Yeah.
So you got to understand the seriousness in this, man. You know what I mean? Like, bro could have just came home and crashed out. Fuck everything. You know what I mean? This how you do this shit. This is redemption, my nigga. So
that's
where we at with this. Rook, what are the questions at, brother?
Oh, yeah. We got some questions, you know.
I'm going to throw this in the trash real quick.
Like, if you got your old school car, what would you rather have? A Camaro SS, a Nova SS, or Chevelle SS?
Chevelle SS.
Okay.
69 through 71?
Now, do you want a 454 in there? A 396 or a 327?
454.
Oh,
454. He wants
make
four.
Your head blow.
Is that a 4-speed or automatic?
4-speed.
You got
to
have that manual.
That manual. Dude. Back mine. That manual be chugging.
Tear some shit down.
Okay. Now, if you If you order wings, do you want the flaps or the drumettes?
I ain't big on wings, but if I gotta get them, I'm gonna go with drumettes.
Oh my God, this nigga didn't say flats?
Yep.
Nah, he didn't say flats. He didn't say
them girls ain't the only one that like flats, nigga. I love flats. Shit.
Okay.
Love motherfucking flats.
So what's your favorite flavor then?
Anything hot, as long as it ain't dripping in the sauce, I'm good.
Okay.
Hot shit.
So you bone in or boneless?
I gotta go. It gotta be boneless now.
Okay, boneless.
Boneless. Oh, boy, you different than a motherfucker,
can't man.
Bite bone, man. Still on prison resume, motherfucker. Won't give a nigga a bone in the fed.
You want them Tims or you rocking the Nike boots?
I go with Nike boots, but you can't find no good looking ones no more.
Hell no, ACGs.
Yeah, do they even make ACGs?
Fuck, I don't even think they do, man. Cause them bitches used to be hard, bro. To put that shit together. Shoes be looking weird as fuck, man.
Now, if you needed some coffee in the morning, do you like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts, and I gotta have about two cups.
Two cups. You gotta have sugar and cream in there?
Straight black.
That's how my son.
You don't put no sugar in that in the mouth? What the fuck wrong with y'all, man?
John Wayne.
Cowboys. Oh, y'all niggas is cowboys for real, man.
Gotta be black, man.
Gotta be black. Okay.
God damn. That shit burned my throat. Insides fucked up and everything.
Listen to this question real careful. I need to jam at least blank times a week.
I don't know. You count that? That's.
Hold up. Ask it again for the people that didn't hear it on the audio of the podcast, OG. Ask it again, man.
I said, do you? How many times do you have to jam a week?
Preferably, it would be every day.
Damn right. Every day.
I like that.
Every day.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I might take a day in between.
Okay.
Somebody. I just need a day in between. Let a nigga build up. Shit. Nigga, let a nigga build back up. God damn. Eat some pizzas. get some shit back in my system. Fucking drain your ass every day, nigga. Damn.
All right, this is your last question. What's your favorite side? Tongue greens, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, or fried cone?
I would say macaroni, man, but if you cook the greens right, greens.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're gonna ask you this, a couple of like this. How long you been here?
What's today's date?
Today is
about
the 20th.
About a month and a week. We still in setup mode and hiring mode right now.
Okay.
That's major.
And what's the address here?
350 West King Boulevard. Highway. Suite 8.
My boy still think he on the boulevard.
And what's the best way to contact you?
Best way? Right now, Facebook Messenger or IG. More likely IG.
Yeah. Instagram,
the risk takers account.
Say that again?
Through the risk takers tap lounge account.
There you go.
Okay. And what's your number?
You gonna make me pull this out right here? I don't even know one of these phone numbers, the regular ones.
Brooks. And bro still tatting. All this time we've been talking, my nigga. Bro been tatting the whole time, man.
That's what you call
dedication, yeah. Man. Nigga ain't stopped up or did nothing. He ain't stopped shit. This shit been going, man. Believe that.
But it's 336-635-9344.
You got that. You're going to see it on the screen. You'll see it on the screen probably right here.
Okay. Now, CJ, I mean, I want some tattoos.
Damn so, right.
But I'm saying, I see them tattoos across your eyes, your eyelids. I know that hurt, bro. You ain't going to even tell. How you going to keep them down while you tattoo it?
How the fuck did you do that shit? Yeah, that's crazy.
Believe it or not, the face don't hurt. The problem with that is when you're wiping,
yeah.
You be feeling like you about to get stabbed in the eye and about to open your eye up. You gotta pull it over your eyeball to get it done.
Now what did that say across your eyes?
Dude's paid.
Dude's paid.
Dude's paid.
I close my eyes, go to sleep, I done paid my dude.
Woo!
Ooh.
Come on, man. Hey, man, niggas don't know. I told you, man. Bro, deep as hell. We gonna save that for another situation, another time. But bro, these them motherfuckers, man. He can fuck around, hit you with some shit, say, I ain't thinking about it like that.
Okay.
You know what? You got a point.
Now, with that tattoo on your head, what was the reason behind it? What made you like, man, I'm going to get me a tattoo with the like a haircut. I ain't never seen that. That's what it is, they say.
Hell yeah, that's a motherfucking haircut. That's a that's a forever cut, my
yeah,
nigga.
Like, you ain't got...
My nigga black as hell look like a whole cholo in this bitch. I ain't lying.
Now, do the hair, will the hair grow up there anymore?
Yeah, it grow. You got to cut that every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay. Now, I was thinking that
one... That shit gangsta.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about getting me a little line now. That shit kind of hard. It don't never go nowhere either. You ain't got to get nobody to sharpen it up.
Yeah.
That whole sharp. That razor blade sharp.
Yeah.
God dang. Bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. You all right? No, man. Shit, we ain't going to. It ain't no set thing we doing. You know, I'm just having a good time, man, sitting there talking to bro, man, about what he got going on and shit, man. But we're going to have to cut it short on him, man, for the whole simple fact that he got work to do. And we wanted to get a little bit of his time, man. We got that, man. We appreciate the hell out of you, man. Anything else you want the people to know, my brother?
Come down here and see us, man. Get some good work, man. We got another artist down here, Vontae. I'm sure y'all know about him.
There you go.
I don't think he's back yet.
Nah, Vontae ain't back yet, man. Another young artist and shit, man. Y'all come down here and rock out with the people, man. Come and holler at my boy, man. Holler at our boy CJ Donald Murder and the homie Vontae, man, at Risk Takers Tattoo Pearson Lounge. And what's the address again?
350 West Kings Highway, Eden, North Carolina, 27288.
Yeah, you see it. Y'all come down here and rock with my boy. This concludes a whole nother segment for Everyday Life with Rook and Fino with CJ Donald Murder. You already know how we rocking. Mark. Hey. You know what's up, man? Everyday Life with
Rook and Fino.
And we back. Like cook, crack. What?
And better than the first time.
Come on, better than the second and the third, my nigga. What's going on?
That's right.
We tapped in with y'all. So this is the news and the entertainment segment of the part. You know what I mean? Y'all check out our new battle. See, we ain't say nothing about this shit last week.
That's right.
You know, we ain't say nothing about it last week. But I'm gonna pop my shit this week.
Go ahead,
pop my shit. You see that? That's how we rock it, man. Come holler us, man. We gonna get you going. Get everything moving and shit like that. So let's go, man.
We're gonna start this segment off with all our kinfolk ain't our skinfolk. And what we talking about, Fino?
That was just I think when they say all our skinfolk ain't our kinfolk, that is basically saying that just because you black,
yes,
don't mean that you black, man. You don't mean that you give a fuck about your people. Because, you know, we see it every day. I mean, it's not a specific person. Well, you know, we all talking about a specific person.
Yeah, we
that are. Motherfucking Daniel Cameron.
Ah!
Coon, leader, Uncle Ruckus, motherfucking...
Who is that? What does he do?
Daniel Cameron is the nigga from Kentucky, the Attorney General, the AG.
Yeah, he's the Attorney General.
AG, who took Breonna's case to the damn court. And just said, fuck it, he threw her away. That's basically what the hell happened. And he gets on here and, you know, Trump them had him at the National Convention and shit, the Republican National Convention and shit, the RNC. And he was just basically, you know, he's for them. He's not for his people. He basically threw Breonna Taylor under the bus. You know what I mean? And the only person that got charged, they got charged with destroying a fucking wall.
Yeah, so basically what they got charged was with wanton endangerment. And what that is, wanton endangerment is really just, like my partner just now said, you shooting into the walls of the apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he got charged with. And his name was Brett Hankson. He got fired. Yes, he is fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
But you know what I'm saying? He didn't shot 10 shots into this white lady's apartment. That's who they really...
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what the charge, that's what he's indicted for.
Yeah.
He's not indicted for the murder of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, no charges.
No, there's no charges in there.
Were announced against the other two officers.
He is
fired shot. Their name was Miles Cosgrove and Jonathan Manning. And they shot her 6 times.
They shot Breonna Taylor 6 times?
Yes. They shot her 6 times. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible, man. Just like, you can just see the disheartenment.
Yeah.
In people's faces, you know what I mean? That really have, you know, they care about the situation that's going on. Like, and it's terrible, man. And you turn on the news and we're still seeing this shit every fucking week. Every week we seeing this shit. It's like, it's a never ending story.
It's a never ending story.
Of just bullshit, man. And I'm gonna tell you another. something I've been feeling too though, man. Like, they still deserve to be, you know, to get that conviction and whatnot for what they did. But I just wish her family wouldn't have took that $12 million, man. I say that. Let me tell you why I say that.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I say I wish they wouldn't have took the $12 million because they basically bought her. That's what
but that's too different. That's too different.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, that's basically like, okay, well, they accepted that. It's a separate case. But it was, you know, it's like offering that $12 million, I couldn't have took it. Because who I love, who I'm getting this $12 million for.
That's a civil. Civil and criminal is two different things. That $12 million is for
It's all criminal because they wouldn't get the $12 million. They wouldn't have got the $12 million had they not killed that girl.
Yeah, that was a civil case of getting, you know, the city paid, not the criminal. You know what I'm saying?
I just felt like that shit was all tied in together because you got $12 million.
I have a question, Fino.
That's crazy.
You living in Monza, Henry County, the seventh lowest. Poorest city in the United States of America.
That's where we're from.
And you would not accept $12 million.
Not on the death of my child. Because what I'm receiving that $12 million for is not who I can. I'm not gonna be able to spend that with them. I'm not gonna be able to spend that on them. You got that out of by default. You know what I mean? That's just how I looked at it. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
Like, so you have a family.
Yeah.
You have a wife. You have kids.
And you got
you have other kids.
Too,
you got lawyers. You have all of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, even though yes, this did happen to your family member, that's still $12 million that 9 times out of 10, you probably never see.
Yeah.
I'ma want blood. I ain't gonna lie, man. I thought about this shit, but when I said, I was like, man, I'm pretty sure, you know, that it went how it's supposed to went, man, but ain't no amount of money worth a life. That was just how I was seeing it, you know what I mean? And I can honestly say this, man, on my daughter's eyes, I couldn't take $12 million if they killed one of my kids because I can't spend it with them. I can't enjoy that money with them, and I know life got to go on, but shit, I mean, life ain't going to be life after that anyway. You know what I mean? After the death of a child, life ain't life no more.
And that's her mother is Tamika Palmer.
Yeah.
That's Rihanna's mother.
Yeah,
you know
man,
what I'm saying? This all started off of this guy named Jamarcus Glover, who is Rihanna's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But they had already arrested him that day. You know what I'm saying? He was already captured. So why did they even need to go in there to fool with her if they already got him? Now, this was a no-knock warrant now.
It was a no-knock warrant. See, that's that right
But
there.
They said they knocked, though, when they got there. You know?
That subject, that's what they say. Yeah. I mean, when we talk about all this shit that's going on in the world, you're putting the officer's story, you're saying what they've told you. You can't believe somebody is trying to save their own skin.
Yeah, because
that's the biggest fucking gang in the world.
Yeah,
they don't turn on each other. They
Everybody.
You know, and if one of them turns on each other,
they're
outcasts. You got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So you know when you have these situations and shit that come about, they're gonna stick together and they're gonna come up with the stories so they all coincide with each other. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what had happened was they got a no-knock warrant, but like I said, they said that when they got there, they did knock. But the people who live in the apartment building, they said they didn't hear.
They didn't hear knock.
No. 11 of them said they didn't,
wow.
But then one person said they did. But at first, he said he didn't hear it.
That's crazy.
So they got to him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? First he said he didn't. And then he turned around the story and said, he did. And then when they get there, they said, Rihanna and her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, they're trying to say that he said he let off the shot because he thought the Jack Boys was coming to get him.
Yeah.
That's what he thought. He thought the Jack Boys was coming to get him.
Yeah.
And the police, that's how they operate. They gonna kick your shit in. So I mean, naturally, boom, you don't know what's going on. It's a no knock. Who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, because this is what happened.
Who wouldn't do that shit?
They said somebody come beating at the door. They both jumped up like, who is it?
Yeah, who is that?
And then they said they didn't hear nobody say nothing. So the boyfriend let off a shot. He is a legal gun owner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was standing his ground. He let off one shot.
Yeah. He felt threatened. That's the same shit that these police officers use when they try to justify killing one of us.
Yeah.
I felt threatened. Yeah. I was scared for my life.
Yeah.
You wake up out of the middle of your sleep. You know what I mean? You already, what the hell going on? And if ain't nobody answering to a knock that you heard,
yeah.
I'm busting too. I'm busting. The hole gonna be big as hell, just like CJ, remember Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
When that nigga busted that nigga ass when Trey was in the bathroom.
What's that dead name?
What the hell was his name?
Furious style.
That motherfucker had a hole in the door. He damn inside of a donut.
Yeah, sir.
Damn right. Shit, you knocking my shit and don't answer. What? 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 What?
And that's what we supposed to do. I mean, he lucky they just shot one target. I would have let off the whole thing. You coming in there?
Damn right.
You know, I mean, but R.I.P.
Yeah, Breonna
Taylor.
Please.
Hey, look, we want to give a big shout out to Until Freedom. That's Tamika Mallory's team.
Oh, yeah.
Trey the Truth. My son. And all the other people.
Yeah.
I don't know all y'all's names.
Yandy Smith. The other little chick from Housewives.
Yeah.
Porsche. Trey, ABN.
Yeah.
Y'all really doing a great job
down there. You know what I'm saying? And kudos to y'all, man. And to all the other people down there risking their life every day, marching. You know what I'm saying? Man, thank y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all doing an awesome job. Great job down there. Keeping the pressure on them people. That's what y'all doing. Y'all really keeping the pressure on them. You know what I'm saying? And
Keep mashing.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate
it. It's bigger than all of us.
You know?
So, on the other news going on, you know, the little orange-haired devil, that fool said he ain't leaving the office, man. Said that transfer of power will not be peaceful. I've been saying this for 3 years now.
Oh, yeah?
I've been since he's been in there because, it's been hell since he's been in there and everything he's been doing. Ain't shit been right. And I was like, yo, when he loses, he's not leaving.
Yeah,
because he's a dictator. He feels that he's a dictator. But that motherfucker
got to
get out
of
here.
But you know what, man? You know how it is when the police come and they tell you that you got to get out of them apartment? That's what happened. They going to tell you.
But guess what we talking about? We talking about a white man.
It don't matter. You ain't even the president no more. You don't got them same kind of, you know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, what is it called when you got
perps.
Yeah, you ain't got them.
Only thing you get from me and that is you get to keep your secret service.
But you got to roll up out of there.
Shit, man.
And when they tell you to roll up out of there, they ain't gonna give you but a couple of minutes to get all your. You supposed to have all your stuff together. The night before. But what your mama tell you? When you ready to go somewhere? Go ahead and pack your bag now.
And pack your shit now so you ain't got to do it later.
Nah, so you won't forget that.
You won't forget that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You won't forget that. Because you will forget, though. You mess around and forget all kinds of stuff.
Being
left your arm. What's the most famous thing you forget?
Man, you love
your car charge.
Let a nigga try that shit, though. Say, look here, man, we ain't leaving. Oh, shit, they gonna drop the bird on them. You hear me?
Yeah.
They gonna drop the birds on their ass, man. So, you know, it's just like the times that we living in,
it's different.
The same rules, you know, it's rules in this shit. Everybody knew, you know, coming up, you know, since birth, you know. It's rules, it's how shit goes. Certain shit go. It's like with him, dude just damn turning the shit, you know what I mean? He just changing everything. So, fuck you, get your ass out the White House.
Yeah, that's right.
Rocking, man.
Get on down the road.
Moving on.
Yeah. Get up out of here.
Still seeing police brutality. Like, all of this shit is just, everything is just fucking terrible.
That's right.
You know, when it's so much shit that's going on that it's disheartening as hell, but we gotta keep talking about it. We gotta put it in the atmosphere and let people know, you know, it's something bigger than us. If you see some shit, man, don't be motherfuckers standing around just filming.
Yeah.
Hey, man, take a chance, man. Stop that motherfucker from doing something.
Yeah, that's right.
Put something in risk, man. If you ain't got nothing to stand up for, then you ain't gonna fall for anything, man. Believe that shit. So we moving on, man. I do want to talk about this too, man. I did I was doing a little research about the black Indians and the free men. like, they're basically saying that, you know, slaves, you know, slaves from the ancestors and shit, but after the slaves had been here for a while, that they integrated with the Indians, you know what I mean? And they're like, that was a practice thing, and that the white man then was setting laws saying that no black, no slaves are to enter the frontier or be even in a territory around Native Americans, because they felt like that would damn disrupt what they got going on, like they would band together and try to end slavery. Right. So it's like, so that was some shit that enlightened me, man, and I had just been reading up on that all weekend. So if y'all ain't familiar with what I'm talking about, I'm just talking about the black Indians. I mean, but the word Indian in itself was made by a white man, so I'm going to change this up. Indigenous, the indigenous people of America and black folks, slaves that were here, that were brought here to this country, they intermarried and, you know, everybody got together.
Entanglement.
Yeah, a whole lot of entanglements.
A whole lot of entanglements.
You know what I mean? You know, when you got cousins, everybody got cousins. Yeah. Like, you know, I got Indian in me.
Everybody, I do.
You know, I used to be like, man, they capping like hey. Nah, it's real.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely real.
Really real.
I know I got some Indian.
Not all of us are, have slaves as our ancestors like that. You know, we got Indians as our ancestors also. That's what's going on, man. What we got going, Rick?
I mean, no video. We ran out of time, out of storage. That's what I was trying to tell
you.
If you can just kind of like stop it and end it out at this point, because we shouldn't even go into the Indians, because I'm going to cut that. That's going to be cut, because I ain't got it all.
Oh, because you ain't got, damn, you ran out of storage.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you when I said one. I didn't mean, but we ain't have
one. I know what the hell she was saying. I was counting it down, trying to tell you to wrap it up, because I said from the beginning
we didn't have a 15 minutes.
Oh, I thought she was telling us.
Man, we've been on here 15 minutes already.
I thought she was trying to tell us, y'all stare, y'all need to go.
Oh, no,
next.
I was just saying.
No, we was on it. I knew we was on it. I just didn't know what she was saying. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You could have went on, kept going with the podcast, but the video stopped.
Brief trouble ain't too much trouble with the audio, with the visual. But we ran out of visual. It's just how we rocking and rolling, man. This gonna conclude a whole nother segment for Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. You know how we coming.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Y'all step back in with us on another Sunday. You dig?
You know what we stand.
You know what we stand for,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
You know, we rocking. More life, no life. Everyday Life with Rook and Fino.
Yep. All right. All right.